This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, you know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
You know, we have the good witch trope, the bad witch trope, and a lot of people are like, are you a good witch or a bad witch? So I'm like, no, I'm a good witch because I'm good at what I do.
Welcome to episode 445 of the Bobbycast, where this may be the episode that gets me kicked out of the voting as a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Easy come, easy go.
Grand opening, grand closing. I'm not sure if you're supposed to say who you voted for. Have you seen anything about that?
I've never seen that.
Me either. I just feel like I feel like there's a 51% chance you probably shouldn't, but we're doing a whole podcast on it. I think it brings light to even who the nominees are and who they are. I don't know. This may be it for me, but I'm a voting member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And this is what you do. You're always way too open with things.
Yeah. So we go through the ballot. First year I've ever been invited. Eddie and I talk about each of the nominees and their legacy, and I don't know. If I get kicked out, I'll let you guys know. I hope they don't. I hope they see this as something really cool. And together, me, Eddie, and Kickoff Kevin kind of decide who we're going to vote in. Now, they don't get in, but they get my vote. And there's not a whole lot of votes. So, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is cool. And then we'll talk to, I'm just going to say this, somebody that I found on TikTok, and it wasn't so much that she was an artist singing songs. I just thought she was so funny at what she was doing. But she's also an artist. Her name's Alexandra. You can find her links in our episode notes. But she's a storyteller. She's a self-proclaimed good witch. And I couldn't tell if she was kidding or not.
Oh, she's serious.
I know, but is she so serious? Because when she does some of her stuff on TikTok, they're absolute fabrications. But she commits to them fully. That's why I wonder if she really feels like she's a witch.
Oh, now I'm second-guessing myself.
I know. But I do want to believe that she thinks she's a witch. It's a really good episode. My last day as a voting member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Enjoy it. It's episode 445 here on the Bobbycast. Got this in the mail.
What is it?
It says official ballot enclosed. I'm now a voting member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Whoa.
What?
Wait. So are these the nominations, or this is like the nominations already come to you and now you're going to vote for the...
I've not opened the envelope. I don't know.
But have you ever done this?
No. I got an email from someone at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame going, would you like to be a voting member?
What?
And I said, yes. And then they said, we'll send you your ballot. And I don't know what that means, but it's a big white envelope.
Okay.
And so...
So dude, we're going to vote right now for the...
Who are we voting for?
I hope that I don't get kicked out. I don't think it's like a secretive thing.
Oh, right.
Because I've heard like on Howard Stern for years, like Gary, their producer's been a voting member. They've talked about it and they didn't kick him out, but I'm also not Howard Stern. I have an envelope. It's been stamped.
Oh, it's
and there's
to go.
A number on the corner, which I guess is my number. I don't want to say what that is.
Yeah, don't say that.
And then here is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 39th annual official ballot.
Dang.
Are you
ballot deadline April 15th? So we're gonna.
Are you paying to be?
No.
Oh, that's
but apparently
so cool.
They think I have. Okay, So we have nominees. The nominees are already in. So a board does the nominees and the voters vote on whomever makes it.
Okay. 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 So are you going to name
gonna vote right now.
The nominees?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know if that's public knowledge.
I think it is.
Okay. Because, like, what if, like, I'm Pearl Jam and I'm listening to
this podcast
and be like, whoa, I'm a nominee?
Will you see if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations are public? Because I think they are.
For the
39th annual nominees.
39th.
2024 nominees announced.
Okay.
Rock and Roll would, announced well, yes, today.
Would Mary J. Blige be one of the nominees?
She's That's, number one on the list.
Okay. It's public.
Good. So we have, and this is the ballot here that we put in.
Yeah.
It says, please vote. And then it lists 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It has my number on the bottom. There's 15 boxes to check. Please vote for a maximum of 7 nominees.
7 out of 15.
You don't have to vote for 7.
Yeah.
But that's the max. Is there a pen or a Sharpie up there, Kevin?
I got it on my backpack.
So.
This is so exciting.
Up first, we can just roll through the nominees and see. We won't even say yes or no yet. We'll just go through them first.
Okay.
Up first, I'm going to do it like they read to us in school where they show the picture to the group. They swing the picture around and show everybody. Up first, Mary J. Blige.
Ooh.
Let's get it crunk before the night. Mm-mm-mm. The queen of hip hop and soul, Mary J. Blige, flipped to the R&B world and flipped it on its head. Mm. Her anthems of resilience and empowerment have inspired a legion of loyal fans while influencing virtually every R&B artist in the last 20 years. She's had massive hits with Not Gonna Cry, Family Affair, Just Fine, Long Live Queen Mary J. I just read some of that there.
She still pumping out records?
I'm sure, but I think I would imagine that most of these artists, because I think the rule is 20 or 25 years from your first record.
Okay.
It's one of that. I should know that. I'm a voting member.
You are. You should know that.
So I'm going to imagine that most of them are still putting out music some, but it's not like people are demanding new music because they're so famous. You always just want to go listen to the good stuff.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's making new stuff. I'd imagine she puts out new stuff occasionally.
Okay.
But it's not about what she's doing now. It's about what she's always done.
Mm-hmm.
Up first, that's Mary J. Blige.
Like it.
And also, I'm fine with any, and we had the president of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on this show, which is probably maybe why
he put in a good word.
He probably put in a good word.
It's probably one of those things, as soon as he left, he's like, hey, make sure Bobby's on the next ballot.
He was cool.
Yeah, and hopefully I expressed to him that I have a love, curiosity, and knowledge in all formats.
Yeah,
which
is what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is all about.
And my point is, I think rock and roll to me is, rock and roll is like contemporary music.
Yeah.
And being, dude, that's so rock star, that could mean just pushing it.
Correct.
So, okay.
Not just long hair and glitter.
Mary J. Blige. Number two, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
And obviously, Mariah's.
Is this a Christmas version?
Don't.
Is that what you know her mostly from?
Kevin.
Yes.
Well, Kevin's younger than us.
I'm just saying. I mean, don't get me wrong. Of course, that's not all I know. But when I think of Mariah, the first thing I think of is Christmas.
Wow, that's crazy.
And I don't, obviously.
I don't
either.
She's
a massive superstar in the pop world. Did a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. The roller coaster, but also being married to Tom Mottola. Also, that end of that song.
Yeah. I don't even have a song attached to her. All I think is one of the most amazing voices in music history.
Yeah.
Every generation had somebody that we declare basically the best like pop vocalist.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey was that for a while.
Yeah, dude. She would hit notes that people were just like, I don't even know how that's even possible.
Yeah.
Really
high. She has 19 number one hits, second only to the Beatles.
Wow.
She and her home life was garbage. If you've ever heard her story.
No.
Yeah,
I don't know her
pretty
story.
Pretty rough. Let me find if there's a paragraph on that. Carey's rise to stardom was the stuff of record industry fairy tale. Raised in a home plagued with chaos, she developed her whisper singing. At 17, she moved to New York, landed a pivotal role as a backup singer in a move that foreshadowed the take charge professionalism. She gave her demo to Tommy Mottola. They ended up getting married. Baller move.
Kevin, that's what I was trying to say, the whisper singing. She could go on a high note, but it would also be like a like airy whisper sound, and that would be together, which is like some doctors are just like, I don't even know how that's even possible.
Really?
But she's got it.
Yeah, her pitch, she hits some octave that even the great singers mostly can't get to.
It's very rare. Pretty amazing.
She won the Grammy for Best New Artist for Vision of Love. That is a vision of love. You remember that one?
Yeah. I don't know any of these.
That's older. I mean, mostly like late 80s, early 90s.
And okay. 90s. Okay. Yeah, but you only know her for Christmas. I mean, that makes sense. That's why we said you're younger than us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mariah's. I mean, so Mariah was one. Christina Aguilera was one.
Yeah.
Like, the best, big considered singers. Very popular vocalist of the generation. Mm-hmm. Celine Dion. Mm-hmm. They're obviously better like opera singers, but I'm talking about like known. Cher is one.
How is she not on in there
exactly.
already?
Exactly. I agree.
Like, yeah, dude, that one's already checked that one.
I mean, 1965 was the year her and Sonny did I Got You, Babe.
I Got You, Babe.
She's been famous in multiple ways, from TV, movies.
Movies, the mask, I think it was called Mask.
Yeah, she was the mom.
Not the mask.
Mask.
Not the one with Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Smoking.
I'm like, wait, what?
Not that one. I don't remember that movie, Mask, but
he had,
I do remember.
Like a messed up face.
Yeah, he had some kind of
deformity or something.
Deformity where he had a messed up face and they dealt with that. And she was, I think, that guy's mom, the kid's mom. And I remember watching it and being like, this is so sad and such a like a heart wrenching story, but I don't remember the movie.
The 60s, her and Sonny, then she did her own thing. And so then she did like, because in the 70s, it was like the songs like Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Mm. 80s, she did The Boat on a video where she goes out with all the
songs. I'm on a boat?
No, that's Andy Samberg.
Which one are you talking about?
Lonely Island. It was like an 80s music video where she's in like the stock. It was, I've only seen it like as a retro video, but she became a pop star again in the 80s, like a slightly different version. But then in the 90s, Do You Believe in Love After Love?
That's
love,
what I know.
Love.
Yeah.
I mean, that was massive.
Yeah, huge.
And you talk about someone who had a great career in the 60s with her husband, with her late husband, and then became a big actress. I think for me, I remember her being an actress and seeing her in TV, movies, and not a lot of music, which I guess she did have songs.
Well, our generation knew her as a black and white singer with Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
And but we missed a lot of the Cher as a really contemporary pop star.
Totally.
Because
until Life
she was
After
in like
Love.
Early 80s and then came back when we were like in high school.
Yeah. And that's weird because she was older, Kevin. She was like an older woman singing Do You Believe in Life After Love and introduced that auto tune that a lot of people
said one of the first ones. Yeah, it's a good point.
Right. That she did she's that dating song. Now? So that young
like a
guy?
25 year old or something?
Yeah. Like good for her.
Okay, Cher.
And you have one name. You can last that long.
Yes.
All right, next up, Dave Matthews Band.
Oh come on.
We love Dave.
I've already voted.
We love Dave.
I've already voted.
My manager who owns the company is the one that put Dave Matthews Band together. Dave was playing in his bar and he found the bassist, and he was the one that also took the tapes from, it's like, hey, you guys should record Dave Matthews concerts. They would send them, like, I have a personal connection with the guy who put the Dave Matthews Band together. And also, I love Dave Matthews Band. I don't much love going to their live shows now.
Sure.
They just take too long. I like the hits, though.
They're a borderline jam band in their live show where, like, they'll take a 5-minute song, 4-minute song, turn it into a 17, 20-minute song.
So much to say. So much to say. So much to say.
You talk about.
So much to say. I'm done. Go ahead.
You talk about their manager and all that. And if you kind of just look at their story of how they started and the grassroots way, even the way Corin kind of did that, which I'm sure he was behind all this stuff, is they took on the college market. So Dave went from these little bars and became college fraternity like bands. So the fraternity party would be like, hey, we have a party going on Friday night. Can you guys play? And they would do that at University of Virginia. They would do that at go to West Virginia. Then they would go to Harvard. They would go, and then they became the college tour band that would tour around to different colleges and just play parties.
Really?
And that's how like every frat kid and every sorority kid were just like, you got to check out Dave Matthews Band. Yeah. They're unbelievable. And then before you know it, dude, they were just gigantic.
Why do what you say?
Don't knock the mailman.
Do you have any emotional relationship with Dave Matthews Band?
No,
or are they an older band to you?
They're a little bit older, but I do remember them. What was the song you were just saying?
Crap.
No matter what you say.
What would you say?
Yeah. I know that one.
Or
that
one. So much to say.
That's what I was doing. So much to say. So much to say. So much to say.
Nope.
Okay.
What about Crash Into Me?
Oh, that's it. Right there. Yes.
How about? Hold on.
Ants marching.
Nope. Oh, that's a good one, dude.
You guys make it sound good, though.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, we like it.
I love Dave Matthews.
Yeah, we like it, dude. We do. I've been to a couple live shows. They're a little too much for me, live shows, because they just keep going. And I like my songs. I like my hits.
Yeah. I feel like they're a band with like a lot of people up there.
Satellite.
They have.
I know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's funny you say that, because they only have like five members, but they sound big because they have a saxophonist and then a violin player. Okay.
But they have like extra band members sometimes, like backup singers.
They have added background singers, yeah.
And then the Dave and Tim.
Which they did their own thing for a few years, and that was awesome too, because it was all acoustic.
And he's from South Africa, and it was a band blended different races, and the bass player, he was too young, because at first that band was just playing Korn's two of his bars.
Yeah, and which he was too young to play.
He found the kid, and the kid was too young to play in the bars. Play bass, and the kid's not an adult now.
Okay,
yeah. He doesn't look like a kid anymore.
Yeah, but when he played, Eric B and Rakim, so 80s rappers. So for us, unless you go and look at the history of hip hop and what was important, you're not gonna know a lot of their music if you're a casual to just a fan of hip hop. So we're gonna have missed Eric B and Rakim because we didn't start listening to hip-hop until the 90s, because we didn't turn 10 until then, you know?
Show the classroom his picture.
It's two people.
Oh.
Yeah, Eric B. and Rakim.
Eric B. and Rakim.
I know Rakim.
How do you know him?
He
met him.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
Like we go way back.
You
we
went
go
to school together?
Yeah.
So, but they're like New York guys, okay. Like Long Island guys. But again, you're not going to know a bunch of, like, Jay-Z is someone who's often said they were instrumental in his career because that's who he looked to.
That's cool.
So for us, it would be one of those guys we'd have to go, well, the greats that we like can admit that they wouldn't be great without Eric B. and Rakim.
Sure.
But I'm not going to act like I could list five songs.
Yes. Okay.
Confession, I just looked him up. I have no idea who that is.
So you don't know Rakim?
No, but I knew the name.
It would be like Grandmaster Flash, and he may already be in, or any of these rappers that started hip-hop in New York. We wouldn't know a lot of their songs because we weren't into it then, but we would know a lot of the people that were influenced heavily by those songs.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a tough one for us because we don't really know their music.
DJ Kool Herc and stuff, is that what you're saying?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, come on.
Are you making names up now?
Nah, he's one of the godfathers of hip-hop.
You see that in a documentary somewhere?
Nah.
But Kendrick Lamar is someone that we talk about. So that's going to be a tough one for us because...
Yeah.
Foreigner?
Yeah.
We played with Foreigner, didn't we?
We did. We did.
Lead singer?
A couple members of Foreigner came.
Foreigner. I want to know what love is.
Okay, I know that song.
I want you to show me. Now, we don't know them from our contemporary music listening. It's from classic rock radio.
That's right. You're as cold as ice.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Willing to sacrifice our love. You know that one, Kevin?
I do. Yeah, I do.
I guess they're still playing. They played the Million Dollar Show 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So they played for 50 years. They've been on Miami Vice, The Simpsons, Arrested Development, Stranger Things.
Oh, they're huge.
It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. Or hot-blooded. I think so. I got a fever of 103. Hot-blooded. You could fact check me on these songs, dude.
What do you mean?
I think that these are all Foreigner.
I'm just going with you,
I know all these songs.
I think Jukebox Hero.
Dun, 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 dun.
Jukebox Hero.
Kevin, I feel like your dad listened to that stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of where you know. Growing up with him, listen to classic rock radio.
That's what my stepdad would listen to. Listen to classic rock radio all the time, and I didn't know it.
Jack FM.
Ours was Cool 95.
I don't remember what ours is.
And then,
it's just the current radio when I was growing up. Pop station.
Obviously, I want to know what love is. That's probably their biggest pop song,
I would think so.
I want you to show me.
Yeah, that's number one.
It is?
Want to know what love is. Yeah, Jukebox Hero, Cold as Ice, Waiting for a Girl Like You.
I've been waiting for a girl like you.
You guys are on that one.
That one's so good,
Keep going. Do you have another?
Hot-Blooded. You guys already got that one.
Hot-Blooded. So I don't think we missed any of those. I don't think we missed any of them.
I think you're good. That was yesterday.
No, we're here
We're here today.
Yeah, I don't know that was yesterday.
I don't either.
Okay. Peter Frampton.
Oh,
one of my first concerts ever went to. Also from the 70s, not our time. Classic Rock Radio is where I know him.
Frampton Comes Alive, dude. You remember that live album?
Yep. That's what I know. And I also have seen him at the old gym I used to go to.
What? Here?
Mm-hmm.
In Nashville?
He is an old man now, but he works out.
He lives here?
Yeah.
Really?
What? So he was just there just lifting weights?
Yeah, he just looks like an old dude.
That's crazy,
dude.
That's crazy. When you worked out, you've seen The Undertaker?
He was on a walk, the stair walker next to me. He walked for 2 hours.
How small did he make that thing look?
Oh, he's just huge. Yeah. But not huge like The Rock is huge because The Rock's like, he's just way tall.
You worked out next to The Rock too?
No, but I'm going to say The Rock looks like a cartoon character.
Yeah, yeah.
He is way tall, but I've met, he looks like a thick basketball player that we do the sports shows. We travel and somebody's like 6'10" and they're also thick. That's kind of what The Undertaker looked like.
That's crazy, dude. He's worked out with The Undertaker. I mean, in the same gym.
Yeah.
Peter Frampton and Gary LaVox.
Yep. And I peed next to Kix Brooks before I knew Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, but that wasn't at the gym.
Nope.
Who goes the hardest?
Kix Brooks.
At what? At peeing? He does the hand on the wall? Yeah. Two hands.
He gets the lean going, no hands.
Do you know the talk box? Like Peter? Let us sing some songs and see if you would even know what they are. For example, let's do, I want you to show me the way every day.
Yep.
Do you know that song?
Yep.
Because then everybody goes,
oh, yeah.
So it's like a talk box thing he would go through.
Yep.
How about, ooh, baby, I love your way.
Great song.
Every day, yeah, yeah.
So what was the first one you sang?
I want to be with, what?
What's the first one you sang? I thought that was the same song.
I want you.
Wow.
You know, show me the way.
See, we sing that one more than you would think because, like, every time we play golf and Bobby's got to putt first, I say, I want you. Show me.
And then Kevin's
I'm looking at his songs. No, you're good.
Also, do you feel, and this is the one he really uses the talk box
That's all right.
That's all right. That's do you feel like I do or like we do? Or
like it's called Like We Do.
Yeah. And he walks out of the gym. And it was my second or third concert I ever went to.
So, Kevin, you understand how the guitar talk box thing works, right?
No.
So he plugs in the guitar, and it's connected to a separate microphone. And he would put that microphone in his mouth, and he would just go, He would just blow into that microphone, and whatever he plays on the guitar, that's how it would come out. Like, whatever note he's playing. So it would be like,
and you could kind of make words, too, and be like, Kevin. But he could, and he could play it. It would sound like Kevin.
It was almost like his voice was coming out through his guitar.
That's insane.
Yeah,
was he the first one to do that?
Yeah, yeah.
First that I know.
Yeah, but like
I don't think he invented it.
Right.
Oh, he didn't.
No. I don't know.
I've never seen anyone else do that. So
I don't. I'm not gonna say it was the first. I'm sure people be like, well, actually,
right.
Pascal Johnston did it in
1922.
Yeah.
Hang tight. The Bobby Cast will be right back.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
TECOVAS.com. TECOVAS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, to take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
And we're back on the Bobbycast.
Jane's addiction.
Yeah. Okay. That's huge. So I have a cool story with that one.
When it comes to just music that we listen to a lot and liked, Jane's addiction probably falls inside of that because Eddie and I were big alternative fans.
Huge.
In the 90s.
And Jane's addiction was almost an underground huge band. Like, they weren't mainstream famous, but Dave Navarro, you remember Dave Navarro?
Yeah.
He was in Jane's
Addiction.
I know
him from the tattoo show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how I knew. And then I looked up the music and I found out this is 10, 12 years ago now. But
and my mind takes me to the Seattle grunge scene because that's when that all came out. But they were an LA band.
Yeah.
But it was that time when all those alternative bands were, even if they weren't, they moved to Seattle for like a minute.
Correct.
We're from Seattle.
Yes.
But they had. Jane says,
I'm done with Sergio.
And then they also, the dog. Ben Cut, thumbs up. God, I can't get a good of this song.
Ben Cut Stealing.
Yeah, the song was Ben Cut Stealing. But
when I was five.
Oh, man.
And I walk right.
That's it.
Through the door. Walk right through the door.
Oh, I know. I didn't know that's who sing that.
Yeah, okay. Dude. Yeah.
That is right. Yeah. God, Jane's Addiction. Okay. Cool in the Gang.
Yeah.
Old. Obviously, 1964 is when they formed, but, you know, they...
Is that Love Train or...
Cool. That's a... Okay. Cool in the Gang. Older than Us. Let me see if I can... Man, I'm listening to their songs. Will you look up for Cool in the Gang? Because I feel like I should know.
Yeah, I think we would know songs of theirs.
Funky Stuff, Jungle Boogie.
Celebration?
That's it. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Yeah,
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
That's the one.
Okay.
Cherish?
I bet we would know it. Just play it from afar right there.
Okay.
We might have to get to that chorus.
Yeah, skip up a little bit. Okay, I don't know that. Oh, I do. I do that.
Cherish for life.
I wouldn't know everywhere, but I do. I've heard that before. That's tough.
So, 70s? 64.
Wow. They formed in the 70s. Yeah, and then 80s, they had. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night. Okay, Cool in the Gang. We have a few more. That's it. Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Dang, I mean, he's not in.
God, he's dang. The rock star.
I love Lenny Kravitz.
I think he's not in because he's not that old yet.
Or does he just look so young? We think he's not that old.
Possibly. Yeah.
But again, I think he's probably one of those whose album this year is 25 years later, if I'm guessing. But Lenny Kravitz. So originally, the old school Lenny, like.
Are you going to go my way?
Even before that.
Really?
Yeah. I have too many Cool in the Gang songs in my head now. But he had like. Kevin, what do you see on that? I got it. Because baby, it ain't over till it's over. Okay. Too many tears I cry.
Oh yeah, dude.
Many tears inside. Oh baby, it ain't over till it's over.
1991.
Like, that to me is like the first Lenny that I would love, and I saw the video.
So that was before Fly Away, or
way before Fly Away.
Fly Away was 98.
98, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's seven. It's a whole like version of him. Different. Oh, I love Lenny.
How old
Kravitz.
Do you guys think he is?
49.
My heart says 30. My brain says 56.
Hey, what's yours, Eddie?
49.
Okay, it's 59.
Wow. Dude, he looks our age, man.
I met him 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my first time seeing him at the iHeart in Vegas. Yeah.
He was I would love to see him, though, like at Home Depot, like in his khakis one day.
And he was in Hunger Games.
You know what I mean? I would love to see it at the grocery store. Like,
I don't think you would.
Is that Lenny?
Probably it's like not. Hawaii and he's like getting some plant, you know? But yeah. I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah. Or, oh. One of the most famous intro guitar riffs of that thing. About as high as Savatone. Baby, I really want to know, are you going to go my way? Da-na-na. Oh, man.
He's got some good ones.
Some of these just hit us perfect because we're the age for it to be perfect.
Mm.
And then he did, when the Austin Powers movies came out, maybe Austin Powers 2, American Woman, get away. But he didn't write that. That's the Guess Who back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a really cool version. American Woman is what I say.
Hey, he too is an actor.
I said that. He was Seneca in Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I know I went there early because I liked Hunger Games.
Sorry, I was thinking of the music.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz. Oasis.
Yeah, he was in a lot.
Come on, man.
How many more do we have? Because we spent an hour on each of these.
I know, dude. I love Oasis.
So we have, looks like after Oasis, just two more. Nope. Four more to go through.
Okay.
But some of them we're not going to vote. Don't worry, we're not going to vote for some of them.
So Oasis, interesting. Like,
I love Oasis.
Who gets the award? Who goes to that? Do the brothers get together and do that together?
The full band would go.
Wow.
But they all don't have to show up. Right. Or you could be like some bands that just not show up at all. Be a real rock star.
Ooh, yeah. Sick to the man.
Although those inductions are really cool, man.
Oasis was awesome to me.
First song where you're just like, wow, this is amazing.
Well, the cliche song is Wonderwall.
That's not cliche.
Well, now it is because every dude plays it at a party because it's easy to play.
Right.
Or did at least a while.
But when that came on the radio, though, it was so different than anything else that was on the radio at that moment where you had to stop and be like, this is cool. Mm-hmm. This is awesome.
When did that come out?
On Wonderwall?
I would guess 96. Four.
I'm guessing 94.
96.
Okay. Well, that's not a game. I'm not.
No, that's my guess.
I'm not putting my flag in the ground and arguing with you about it.
Is Kevin looking it up?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Come on. Well,
who cares?
Yep.
Maybe 90, but that was our second album, so it could have been like 96.
Wonderwall was our second album?
Because that was What's the Story, Morning Glory.
Yeah, 95.
Album. Oh, in the middle.
And
their early stuff, Live Forever, which big in UK, and I started listening to it once they were already cool. I wasn't cool enough to know them before they got cool.
No, I wasn't either.
I only know Wonderwall.
Okay. I wonder how it works, too.
And Wonderwall, like, I wish you would step back. I'm just kidding. That's the third I'm Kevin. I'm just kidding. I was seeing if he'd jump in.
I wonder, too, like how long that takes to come to America. Like how long
is
it?
Did you watch the documentary on them?
Uh-uh.
It's really good.
Really?
Yeah. You should watch it.
Is it newish? Newer?
Last 5 years.
Oh, cool. I'll watch that.
It's really good. And talks about, it shows them fighting and how they play, how massive they got.
Yeah, they got quick.
But hated each other.
Really?
The brothers. And they still don't talk. Really.
Noel Gallagher and Liam Gallagher.
Yeah. Sing a little bit of Wonderwall because I got to get this one out of my head.
Oh, Wonderwall?
Yeah.
You're my Wonderwall.
Well, yeah, I was trying to do it.
Today is going to be the day that I'll never throw it back to you. That's Wonderwall, right?
Yeah.
Somehow. Because there's also in a champagne supernova
in the sky.
Someday you will find me coming in the landslide.
In a champagne supernova in the sky.
Champagne supernova. I'm at the end of it.
In the very end.
Then, na-na-na.
Hey, what about this one? And so Sally can wait. I know it's too late as we walking on by. Oh, that's so good, dude.
Don't look back in anger.
But don't look back in anger. I heard you say.
At least not today. Oh, come on.
Dang, dude. I got my vote.
That's cool. Well, we get seven.
I'm out of votes,
seven,
dude.
Right?
Yeah, there's four more. Sinead O'Connor.
Ooh.
Which her biggest song, Nothing Compares. She won an SNL tour Picture of the Pope because of all the sexual abuse. And people are like, banner. Turns out she's pretty right.
She was right about all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Recently died.
Yeah.
Nothing Compares. Hey, Kevin, who wrote that?
to you.
Who wrote it?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
What was that, the 90s?
Prince.
Oh, yeah, see, I would have never guessed that.
He recorded it and wrote
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, she made it a hit. It wasn't really a single. He recorded it on like a demo. Then he put it out afterward, after she'd already recorded it, made a hit, but it was his song.
But the way that she sings it, oof.
It's awesome.
Nothing compares.
Yeah. It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took my love away. I don't even know if those are the right lyrics, but
sounds right.
Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, what? Come on. Well,
now,
I mean,
Ozzy has a solo, though.
This is Ozzy as a solo, not
Ozzy
Black
has
Sabbath.
A solo, not Black Sabbath, because I think Black Sabbath is already in.
They have to be.
So this is Crazy Train.
This is right? Gotta be. Yeah, it's gotta be, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get confused. I'm a sad nut. I know it's Iron Man. I am Iron Man.
But see, I think Iron Man is Black Sabbath.
Okay.
So,
you do?
So I think.
Yes, yeah, you're right.
I think the solo Ozzy was Crazy Train. And then, of course, Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Sing
remember
crazy,
that?
Sing Crazy Train.
Crazy! How much I run about? No, that sounds like ABBA.
Wah, wah, wah,
that sounds like YMCA.
Oh, yeah.
It's
young man. There's no need to feel down.
I got you. Because I'm running off the rails on a crazy train.
Yeah, that's yep. good.
Donna.
How about, what's another song you said he did?
Mama, I'm Coming
Home. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Home.
That's yep. a good one.
Yeah.
What other does it just Ozzy have? Kevin?
War Pigs?
Oh, awesome.
I mean, that's
one
huge.
Of the best. But they play, oh, I say this because they played at Arkansas games. The intro.
They do?
The intro video. Will you play from the beginning? It's one of the greatest intros of any rock song ever. From your phone, far from a microphone, so we don't get sued. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
This intro, it almost sounds like it'd be like, I am Iron Man, but it's not. But so listen, it shows like actual, you can let it keep going for a second. Pigs, like hogs running out, busting through.
That's cool.
And then this part right here hits when it starts to jump up a little bit. Skip over like 10 seconds.
I need the dozen body. Donna, where's the yes, dude.
Donna. Okay.
That's good.
Okay, that's
a good song.
That song's freaking awesome.
That's a great song.
Underappreciated by me because I even forgot the name of it, but I love it.
It's crazy.
Oh, two more.
It's crazy Ozzy's not even, I would think he'd already be in the Hall of Fame.
Black Sabbath, I think, is.
Okay.
Yeah, they are. 2005.
Because they have a ton of hits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sade.
Yeah, Sade.
Bow, bow. It's hard for me to sing after another song.
I know, dude.
Oh, man, I know our songs. It's hard after.
Everything you sing is an Ozzy voice now.
Okay. Smooth operator.
Oh, I'm just
smooth
a smooth operator.
And then, well, by your side. I'm in time, baby. You know me better than that. And I see. I can't get there.
I'm not catching
but
that
I can't
one.
Get there all the way. You know me better. Right? Will you play can we play a little bit from that?
How do you spell that?
Sade. Because By Your Side was a jam, you'll know it. Even if you play it from the beginning.
Okay. All right.
You know you love me better than that. That's not it. That's Smooth Operator.
Oh, wait, what are you trying to play?
By Your Side.
Oh.
I know it instantly.
No,
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, let me see.
Here you go. You think I need your side, baby? Nothing yet?
Mm-mm.
You know me better than that. Skip to the chorus a little bit. Think I'd leave you down when you... Yeah. First time you ever got a phone. It's pretty cool. Watching baby's first phone. Here we go. It's coming up. Oh, I missed it. Anyway, but if you don't know it from that, okay. You don't know
no,
it.
No, I don't know it.
Okay. This used to be my bubble bath song.
Really?
Yeah. Moving on.
Candles, bubble bath.
Last one. I really do candles.
Just dark. Just pitch dark.
Yeah, just depressing.
Tribe Called Quest.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
See, which I don't know the songs, but I mean.
You will. You'll know some of them.
So a bit of the Eric B. Rakim, mm-hmm. where they influenced a lot. But I listened to a little bit of Tribe growing up in a town that wasn't all white. You know, we had a white quarters and a black quarters. And so I know Tribe through some of the older black kids in my school would listen to some Tribe when I was in like sixth grade. But let me see. What's their number one song?
Let's see.
Because I think there are no songs listed here.
Can I kick it?
Can you kick it? Yes, you can. Can you kick it? Yes, okay.
Can.
Electric Relaxation?
I do that.
Sounds cool, though.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm in.
we're not the greatest for, like, 80s hip-hop.
Uh-uh.
Massive 90s
hip-hop. You are, though, a little bit.
But I don't feel like I can respect it, but I know enough about it to share with someone why they should respect
it. Right, gotcha.
Can you kick it?
Yes, you can. I know that one.
What's another one?
Check the Rhyme.
I did, but what's another one?
I just did.
Find a Way.
Yeah. I guess I don't know them by the titles. I know we're idiots. Okay, so that's it.
That's it?
So we get 7.
Okay, I got my votes.
Of 15. So we're just going to do absolute yeses.
Okay.
So it could be somebody that, if it's not an absolute, absolute yes, just say, we'll come back to it, okay?
Got it.
Mary J. Blige.
Come back to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mariah Carey.
Yes. Absolute yes.
Cher.
Absolutely yes.
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 Dave Matthews Band.
Yes.
Yes.
Eric B. and Rakim.
I come back to it.
Yep. I don't know.
Yeah. I know.
Yep.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
Foreigner. Now let's come back to it.
We'll come back to it.
Peter Frampton. Let's come back to it. Jane's Addiction.
Yes.
I'm going to come back to it.
Okay.
Because it's such personal bias, I think, it's affecting that one.
Yeah. I answered that one too quick.
Because I only got a couple of those songs in my head immediately. Yeah. Cool in the Gang.
I mean, I'd say yes, just based on the songs that we listed.
You're right. Test of Time. I mean,
Celebration, that's huge.
I'm going to say come back to it for now.
Okay.
But I do think that's probably one.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 4 so far. Oasis. Yes.
Yes.
Sinead O'Connor.
Come back to it.
Okay. I mean, I think that's probably going to be a no, though.
Yeah.
Don't you?
just get out of the way. Okay.
I think Sade is probably going to be a no from me.
Yeah.
A Tribe Called Quest. I'm going to come back. Should come back to Tribe Called Quest.
Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
It's Ozzy.
I'm going to come back because we only get 2 more.
Okay. How many do we have left after Ozzy?
Well, I didn't mark Ozzy. Because I'm not saying it's absolute yes.
Yeesh.
Black Sabbath, yes. Ozzy, probably.
I mean, it's your ballot.
No, it's ours.
Let's be real.
So we
Eddie, we're voters too now, dude.
Yeah, all right. I would tell everyone.
We're going Cool in the Gang, right?
Yes,
okay.
I would.
Okay, I do too. So let's do, we get 1 of all these. Because we have 6 yeses.
Okay.
Mariah Carey, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Cool in the Gang, Lenny Kravitz, Oasis. We get 1 of the list. Ready?
Go ahead.
Mary J. Blige, Eric B. and Rakim, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, Sinead O'Connor, Ozzy Osbourne, Sade, Tribe Called Quest. Let's eliminate some.
Okay.
Sade.
I'm going to eliminate Sade. No.
And I'm going to eliminate.
Respectfully.
I'm going to eliminate Tribe Called Quest. I just don't. All I know is I'm an idiot in 80s hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Sinead O'Connor's eliminated.
Let's eliminate.
So we've eliminated 3. We have Ozzy left, Jane's Addiction, Peter Frampton, Foreigner. Let's eliminate 1 of Peter Frampton or Foreigner.
I would eliminate Foreigner.
Peter Frampton.
I go Foreigner.
I think they both get eliminated then if we both pick.
But Kevin's the tiebreaker.
But he's in either one of them. He's like 8.
You're right.
But I know the name Peter Frampton. I don't really know Foreigner. I do know their songs, but I didn't know who.
Dude, Frampton, man.
So, but you know the name.
I know Peter Frampton. Like I know that
I know
name
the name
very well.
Gorbachev, too. But
I know the name Bob.
Yeah.
Bill. I still eliminate Foreigner. Frampton was groundbreaking.
But Foreigner had more hits.
No, wait, I understand. Frampton's the one with a box.
Yeah,
then, right?
Dude, he's got the guitar box.
Okay, we only get 1 more. So let me say this: Peter Frampton and are they Peter Frampton and Foreigner? Are they together? Are both of them better than Jane's Addiction?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I will agree. So eliminate Jane's Addiction. Are they both bigger than Ozzy?
No.
So we're keeping Ozzy in.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Are they both bigger than Mary J. Blige?
Yes.
Okay. Are they both bigger than Eric B. Rakim?
Yes.
I have to plead ignorance to that.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, It's Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, and Ozzy Osbourne for the last vote.
We took Jane's out.
We did. Okay. So it's Foreigner, Peter Frampton, and Ozzy.
I vote Ozzy.
I vote Ozzy.
Who do you want, Bones? You want Foreigner over those three?
No. Maybe I have a loyalty to Foreigner because I can't play to our show.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
I shouldn't let that bias me. But I do love
that Peter. Was really cool.
Okay, so I'm going to cut. Let's cut Foreigner.
Cut.
It's either Peter Frampton or Ozzy. Now, remember, you can't associate Black Sabbath. They're already in.
Not. I mean, Black Sabbath wouldn't have been Black Sabbath without Ozzy, so.
No, Ozzy wouldn't have been the solo artist without Black Sabbath.
What are you talking about? Ozzy was the star of Black Sabbath.
I hear you, but how do you know? But he didn't write all the songs.
Yeah,
like every one of them. The lead guitar player was very famous.
But I think it's a testament when the lead guy leaves and he can do it all by himself that's the reason that band was.
And everyone knows him just as well.
Peter Frampton or Ozzy?
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
O-Z-Z-Y.
Okay.
It's the Hall of Fame, baby.
You know what's funny?
Sharon!
First thing I remember about him is that reality show.
I know, that's terrible.
Okay, I'll go with you guys, Ozzy.
Yeah. You really want Frampton in there?
No, I feel like Ozzy doesn't have the library himself. But I do think, but it's just versus those. I do think Ozzy should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I mean, what are we missing on Ozzy? We're missing Ozzy songs.
Can you look? He looked it up.
I got you. No, there's more, though. Hold it.
Well, I know there's more. Yeah. He didn't make three songs.
No, but that were like big. Here, let's see. Crazy Train, yeah. No More Tears.
Oh, no more tears.
That's tears. Good. Bark at the Moon.
I don't know that I know that one.
Oh, you do.
But don't tell me what I know.
You do. You know Bark at the Moon.
Why are you dancing?
Dancing. I'm not dancing. I'm rocking out, dude.
We went Ozzy.
Okay.
So here's our.
I'm not dancing. I'm rocking out.
Here's our seven. Mariah Carey.
Nice.
Cher. Dave Matthews Band.
Come on.
Kool and the Gang.
Nice.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Oasis.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne.
That sounds like a great ballot. Yeah,
that's awesome.
And then do you get a second wave?
No, the top seven go in.
Those are the finalists.
I think the top six or whatever.
Let's go.
Okay, I'll mail this off today. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's really cool, dude. Thanks for letting us be a part of that.
Hopefully we don't get voted out for
talking about it. I don't think so.
I don't see anything about it. It says, please fill your ballot out confidentially. I'm just kidding. It doesn't say that. Ballot received after this date. Okay, I'll mail it off today.
Cool, man.
Feel pretty good about it. Everybody good?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Hey, do you think our picks will be the seven?
I don't think it's like a parlay where if you hit all seven, we get to go. The one who hit all seven, it's Eddie, Bobby, and Kevin. Come on, guys. We get awarded an award.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
The best voters.
Okay, I'll mail it off today. But that was fun.
That was very cool.
All right, good luck to everybody, especially if you're one of the seven we picked.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Good luck, guys. Yep.
The Bobby Cast. We'll be right back.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
Tecovas.com.
Tecovas. Yeah. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This is the Bobbycast.
So I am on TikTok a lot, and sometimes I watch videos of people telling stories, and I get sucked in, and then at the end, I'm like, oh, wow, that either sucked, or they go to part two, and then I'm annoyed they made me watch, and I didn't know it was part two. But every once in a while, I'll watch a story, and I'm like, oh, that's funny, because I was kind of tricked a little bit. And this is how I won't say discovered. This is how I found Alexander for the first time. I was on TikTok, and you were telling the story about the Grammys, Alexander, which was a really great story and really cool that you got to go to the Grammys. Would you give like Mike, who probably is here with me, just give him a brief description of what happened to you at the Grammys, and just so he can kind of feel the emotion of it.
Absolutely. I was actually in LA visiting a friend for an acting job, and I found out he was working the night of the Grammys, which was a surprise to me. And anyway, he brought me along. I got to dress up and be backstage, and made a friend, just kidding. She didn't really like me that much, but she's a very well-known singer. And so that was fun watching all this stuff backstage. And then my friend grabbed me on stage during a mic check and told me to sing one of my songs. And I blacked out, and I guess I started singing one of my songs. And then next thing I know, Jay-Z was like clapping for me, and everyone was clapping and standing. So,
which is crazy.
Yeah.
In the audience.
That's awesome.
And so she tells the story, and it blows up. And I think her name was Amanda. Is that what you called her in the story?
That's right.
Like you covered for her. She didn't want to say the person's name, Amanda. And so, Mike, have you seen the video, by the way?
I haven't seen it, no.
Okay. So she's telling the story, and we'll just go, like, we won't do the TikTok deal. We'll tell what Amanda's not real. And so you made the whole story up, right, Alexandra?
Correct.
Okay. And it's, you know that by, if you just stick to the end, you know that. But it was blowing up, and people were getting so upset, and they were guessing everybody. And it had gone completely viral because people didn't wait to the end of the video before they started to get upset. And I felt like it was kind of what our culture does anyway. Like that was just a microcosm of our culture. You get way upset before you get to the end, or you actually don't read the story. You just read the headline and you get upset. So that video in particular, did you feel when that started to gain some traction, did that feel weird to you that they were like blaming people for this fake person you invented?
It felt weird, but I had experienced it before. Right before Christmas, I posted a monologue that I actually just came up with in the moment. And it was about a fiance cheating on me and breaking up before Christmas. But at the end, I said, you know, that's my monologue. Let me know what you think in the comments. Thanks so much. And still people did not understand to this day. I still get private messages about, you know, their cheating stories and stuff like that. So it's interesting.
So do you feel like you are a performance artist when you do these stories? And that if people understand what you're doing, they understand that it is just you playing a role. And you are an actress, too. Or do you feel like some people are so dumb, a lot of people are just going to expect to be, they're being lied to. They feel like they're being lied to.
I mean, first and foremost, it came from a place of being an actor and like kind of a writer filmmaker mindset. And I really thought that most people would stick to the end of these videos and they would get it and we would all be in on it together. But that does not happen like we've just been talking about. So it's kind of snowballed and I just have fun with it. And I understand that half the people get it, half of them probably won't, but it's fun, especially for the people who get it.
What's your most viral video?
Most viral, I think, would be the Moisture Man.
Okay, I don't know the Moisture Man. Video. I had a rule. If I stay on somebody's TikTok too long, for example, we have an artist coming in named Grace, who's like a 17-year-old prodigy guitar player, but I can only watch a couple guitar videos of hers because I didn't want my algorithm to send me a bunch of 17-year-old girls. I didn't want it to send me the wrong thing from the algorithm. And so I'd watch a couple of yours, but I was like, I can't have my TikTok algorithm start sending me, you know, a bunch of, and I'm not sure how old you are, you know, late 20s, females that just, my wife would be like, why are there 13, you know, 28-year-old females or however old she is on your, so I would watch like two and I would go away and I would fill it with some football. You know, I'd fill it with some, you know, dirt or something. And then I would come back and watch another one. So I don't know Moisture Man. So what was that one about?
Back in January when we had that crazy freeze here in Nashville.
I do know Moisture Man. Oh my God. I do know. He came to your apartment. Okay, yes. Your house or whatever. Yes. Okay. Go ahead. I'm a loser because I know this one because I guess I've seen them all. Go ahead.
Yeah. I live in a duplex. So I share a wall with my neighbors and we were warned by our landlord so many times, your pipes might freeze, take precautions. So I did everything because I have OCD and I'm very anxious about that. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but it happened and their pipe burst and my unit flooded as well. So we had, you know, we had people come out and take care of that. And, one of the guys in particular kept coming back to check and we had a funny text exchange that I decided to share. And that text exchange was real. It just snowballed from there and everyone wanted more Moisture Man. So, you know,
so that part was real. And then how absurd did it get when it turned into fiction?
Yeah, it got pretty absurd. I took it there. And it can keep going. I feel like it's a story that needs to keep being told because people want this. I don't know if you've heard of book talk, but it's like people were like, please write this book, make this a book. I need this to be a book on tape, like a movie. So it just kind of snowballed and it got really fun. But the text exchange that started the whole thing was real. And those were my real feelings. And I thought it was hilarious. So I just sat down and recorded it in the moment.
So, and all of this is for this a question, like what have you learned about creation on social media or music, anything with a near, what have you learned from kind of dialing in on this fictional, but with a little bit of truth niche that has made your TikTok extremely popular?
I think we really love connecting with everyday regular people. And it's becoming less, I think, about the mirrors and smoke of like really big budget movies. I mean, that's always going to be popular. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where we're going. I have thoughts about that. But I think that we really love just listening to people tell stories, even if it's just inspired from real things. And then we know the rest is kind of, you know, gets elaborate, but it just feels relatable and we get to escape to our imagination a bit, but also still feel like we're connecting with a real person talking about everyday things that we think about all the time, how funny or crazy this is, but a lot of people don't share it or don't have a space to talk about it and get feedback from everyone. So I don't know, it feels like an entire community. And I realize how much people love story and also just love listening to someone's day and listen to someone talk and find themselves in the story as well.
The woman who did the 50 part series, I don't know who I married.
Yes.
Like that went extremely far. It's a 50 part series. She just got signed by CAA. Like it's a huge deal. Yeah. And you might have, I say you, the universal you listening, you might have turned it on at, or caught up at part 27 is the very first one. But it got so big, and it is exactly your point. People crave story, and they follow her through 50 of those. Did you happen to see any of the 50 parts?
Yeah, I did, of course. I was hearing so much about it, and it's exactly what, where I think we are headed also in terms of content and what we like to consume. I mean, YouTube has been around forever and now TikTok is, you know, trying to compete with YouTube, but I think this might be where we're going even in terms of, you know, movies and series. I think that it's going to be very approachable and very like easy to make because at the end of the day, we just want to hear, like I said, like a regular everyday person that we can see ourselves in talk about what's going on in their lives. And it's fascinating. It's like people cook their dinner listening to this stuff, their commute. It's like you get really into it. I do too.
You're an artist in many ways. Obviously, we had mentioned that you're an actress and I was reading a lot of your accolades. So it's the real deal. But from your TikTok, I went over to your Instagram and it's positioned a bit different. And there was some of your music over on Instagram. So you were in a band and are you still in a band? And I know you're doing solo stuff as well. So where are you musically now?
Yeah. When I came to Nashville, I met some people who were actually from Ohio as well, where I'm from. And we all connected here and we formed a rock band called Brother Sister Stone. And we played a bunch around town. And that was really awesome to get immersed in the music scene here. And now I do my solo stuff, and I spent 2 years roughly making my first full-length album, and I produced it entirely myself with my producing partner. We played every instrument ourselves. It was like a true labor of love. And I just released that in October. And I knew it would be kind of like a slow reception because like a lot of people didn't even know my music. And now it's kind of getting some traction because of my TikToks, which is really fun to see that happening. But yeah, so I did that, and I'm going to be releasing more music this year as well.
How would you define your music? Is it, I mean, I've heard it on your TikToks, but is it country or not TikTok, but Instagram? Is it country music?
No, I wouldn't say it's country. I think it's influenced by a lot of different genres, just like pretty much every artist right now. But I call it like indie pop, indie rock. It's definitely like a combination of things, like classic rock mixed with some folk, mixed with pop and rock. And my most country song would be a song I wrote called I Have Cried. That's definitely got like a country feel to it. But it's an eclectic mix.
I think if you just said, yeah, I'm a country artist, everybody would be like, yeah. Because, you know, folk, classic rock, pop, you know, that's just somebody going, yeah, I mean, that is what country music is, or a big part of it now. So when I listened to her, I was like, I wonder how she defines herself. And so here's another question I have for you. And I don't know if this is real. Are you a witch?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Hold on. I'm serious. I don't want to do a story. I don't want to do it because she's going to lead me down a trail. I'm going to find out Amanda's the witch. And I feel like she's going to get me. What does that mean that you're a good witch?
It means that I'm good at what I do.
Okay.
And it's not about, you know, we have the good witch trope, the bad witch trope. And a lot of people are like, are you a good witch or a bad witch? So I'm like, no, I'm a good witch because I'm good at what I do. And it's tongue in cheek. It's fun. It's meant to be lighthearted. But yeah, there's absolutely truth to that. That's a big part of my life.
Well, hold on. So you just did the whole thing where she zigged and then she hit me with the zag at the very end. Because you're like, yeah, I'm a good witch. Do you have mystical powers in real life? Do you feel that?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, and what would they be?
I feel like I was gifted with a psychic sort of energy that has passed its way down my bloodline. And that's a very real thing. And it's not something that is just unique to myself. I think that all of us are extremely, way more powerful than we realize we are. And that's a real thing. I think we have so much control over our realities and what we're able to manifest. I'm huge into manifestation. And of course, that's having a moment right now. But just being real about it, I think we all are way more powerful than we realize. If we can focus our minds and our thoughts and our emotions and create like anything that we want. So that's what I would say about that. And yeah, personally, I do think that I've tapped into some abilities that I've just honed over the years that are really, you know, special to me. And it informs a lot of what I do. And yeah.
Let's take a quick pause for a message from our sponsor.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
TECOVAS.
Yeah. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about the incredible work that's being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and to ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. Families do not have to worry about a thing. Treatment is covered, travel, housing, food. And when you're a family that's going through this, like imagine you're a parent, your kid gets cancer. You need to focus on that child. You don't need to be worrying about other things. And financial stuff can get really stressful. St. Jude covers it. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment. And when you sign up for just $19 a month, you're going to get the new This Shirt Saves Lives tee. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Welcome back to the Bobbycast.
So now that is different to me than someone saying that they're just a witch is funny. A witch is a brew. A witch does spells. But you saying that, yeah, I do believe too that I just have not been able to tap into certain parts of myself that other people have tapped into about themselves or other. Like, and I in no way could prove that you're wrong. As a matter of fact, I'm probably like, yeah, I bet she has that ability if she's done it successfully over time. But you can't do spell, because if you could do spells, I'd like to just have you do a couple. But you're not really a spell witch. You're more of, I don't know, clairvoyant. You're more of a, do you read like vibrations? Like, what do you feel like you're the best at?
I think that I have seen aura before. If you've heard of people who can kind of see like the color around things, I've definitely seen that. But
dang,
just
awesome.
Like at the heart of it, I just think I'm very intuitive. And the witch thing is really funny because it's crazy how much it affects people. I've noticed it can be very polarizing, which is more fun for me because I'm going to dig deeper into that because I think it's always been something I've been interested in since I was a kid and it's having a whole resurgence now. But I think the word witch is so cool because it's like a reclaiming of the word, whereas in the past it meant something different than what I think it means today for specifically for women. And in that way, I think it's powerful. There's even a book, I think it's called Witch. It is called Witch by, I can't think of the author, but it's all about reclaiming the word and the meaning of it. And that alone, I think, can mean so much more than the traditional witch that we've all come to know, like as kids from our upbringing. But yeah, I love it. I go to Salem for Halloween every single year.
Oh, wow.
Never miss a beat. It's so fun. It's like, it's insane.
It's like you're part of it, but you're also playing into it a bit too. That's hilarious. The witch thing is now it's awesome. I'd claim I was a witch too if I were you because people are way more interested because of how you position it. Even I am like, but then when you say how you feel about yourself, I'm like, yeah, I get that. Okay, cool. I don't have that, but I'm not going to say that other people don't. That have invested in themselves, and if you feel like it comes down through your family, do you feel? What about your family? Did like your mom or your grandmother? Did they have spiritual powers or anything?
Yes, and neither of them would ever be like, I'm a witch. That's I feel like it's a new generation thing that we've reclaimed that word and like what it means and all everything to do with that. But my mom and my grandma, my mom's mom, have both had very interesting supernatural experiences in their lives. And they're the most pragmatic, down to earth people. Like, this is not woo woo. So they're from Ohio and they're just like salt of the earth, everyday people. So the fact that these stories have stuck with them over the years, I mean, I've heard these stories since I was a little kid. I know it's real. And I've had similar experiences to their experiences as well. And I have heard that those types of things can be generational. You know, who really knows? Like, it's so much more vast than we're able to comprehend, I think, like that whole spiritual realm. But yeah, definitely, I think I might get it from my mom and my grandma to some degree.
If someone said, hey, I'd like to pay you to do tell my future, how would you do that? Could you do that? Or what could you actually, I won't even say predict, I don't think that's a fair word to use. what could you, by being with them, what could you gather about them?
I think it would be more about, I don't know if I want to use this word, but more of like a guidance, if that's even what they wanted. I would never claim to say, I know your future. I think that's kind of ridiculous. Granted, I have gone to traditional psychics, you know, in the past, and most of the time just completely for fun. I've had one or two experiences that knocked me off my feet. And I was like, okay, I wish everyone could have that experience, because most of the time it's just not real. And I think some people get taken advantage of. So I would never say, I'm going to, you know, tell you your future, but I am very intuitive. And if anyone wanted, you know, to have a conversation with me or whatever, I would just kind of read their energy, the situation, and what I thought was going on, and offer my, I guess, my take on things, and more from a friend standpoint than I know all and let me share with you. I think that's kind of ridiculous.
And that's why I didn't say predict, because I don't want to be insulting about what we see on television as a psychic and they wear the hat or Miss Cleo, or, you know, because again,
right.
I do think that's a completely a different thing, and they're trying to just take advantage financially of certain folks that are looking for some sort of safety net. We have my co-host on the radio show, her cousin has, when she talks to us, she has, you know, these intuitive abilities. What does she call herself, Mike? Do you know? Because she doesn't call herself a psychic, because that's old school 80s, 90s type stuff.
I don't remember the term.
Right.
But she does a very similar thing, and she works with
Clairvoyant?
That's definitely part of it. But she does, like, works with Fortune 500 companies. She's come on this show, and...
Oh, cool.
With me...
Medium?
Yeah, she definitely... A medium. I think that's her general term for all the things that she does. She considers herself a medium. And she came on, and my wife... Now and I were dating, and I wasn't talking about getting engaged or anything, but this is the one that kicked me in the head. She said, hey, I know when you're going to get engaged. I just feel it. Like, not I know, like I can predict the future, but like I really feel that there's this time period coming up when I think you're going to get engaged. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, but she told my co-host, who's a really good friend of mine, and my co-host wrote it in a freaking envelope and sealed it, wrote the date on it. We kept it, and I didn't tell anybody when it was coming up. Because I didn't want to know, because I didn't want it to affect me. I didn't want to be like, I'll prove that wrong or I'll prove that right. So I never knew. And like 8 months out, she freaking nailed it. It was like a parlor trick. It was so good. Like how did she break in the studio and slide it in an envelope? And I was like, how did you do that? And she goes, I don't know the answer to how I do it, but it's a gift that I feel like I've been born with. That it's an intrinsic part of me. Does that feel familiar to you at all?
Oh, absolutely. I have so many experiences like that. I just lost my light. But interestingly, since that major tornado we had here in Nashville in 2020, I've become really sensitive about weather and tornadoes and stuff. And I've been having this weird thing happen where there was a tornado last year, I think, or a couple years ago, and I was dreaming of a tornado. And it felt so real and visceral, and it terrified me. And I woke up like a minute or two before the alert came out on our phones.
Wow.
And I've been having that happen with weather-related events. Even I was talking to Morgan about the plane crash that happened right next to me 2 nights ago. And I had the weirdest synchronicities about that type of event happening the day before leading up to it. So... And I agree with what she said. It's like, you don't know where that comes from. It's just a part of you. And the more that you lean into it and accept it and are curious about it, the more it tends to happen. So I relate to that.
And, you know, we started this off going, yeah, your stories are funny and they turn into fiction and we follow stories. But this part of you, this is not fiction, right? This is you telling me legitimately how you feel and what you do. Because if you are, just tip me. Because if you're going to get me again in the end, you know, I'm going to... This is real, right? Because this is real to me. This is real to you too, right?
Yeah, it's real to me.
We need like a ear tug or something when like she's screwing with me so I know I can go along with
it.
Yeah, just something.
Three times.
Yeah. So what is your goal? Like now, you know, we have a lot of people that listen to this. What is your goal? If I were like to point people to something that you do that they could consume, is it music? If they just get one... Like, where do you want me to send people from here?
Send people to my Spotify. And of course, TikTok is a place where most people are finding me. But Spotify is where my music is. My album's kind of getting some attention right now, and people are loving the music. So I guess that's what I would say. I released my album in October, so it's been a minute. But it's still you know, in the term of albums, they take forever to make and come out. So it's still kind of like still fresh.
I think you're wildly talented. Again, it's rare that I'll see somebody on any form media just go like, oh, I got to figure out what this person's about. But just and then reading your story of the different ways that you have involved yourself in media, if it's acting, if it's movies, if it's music, if it's, you know, just telling these stories on TikTok, like that, you're really good at what you do. And the thing is, I can't even really define what you do because like you're talking about, there's just something about connection that is currency. And I think you got that. And so I was super intrigued and we gave all your social media handles and all that before you and I started, but I'm super grateful that you came on to talk about it a little bit. I think you have a humongous future ahead of you in whatever direction you want to go. Do you get any aura around me? I know we're on FaceTime right now, but is there anything you can tell me about me?
I think you're super activated, like in a good way. And I think that's why you are the way you are and where you are. I think you are very action oriented and that's something I admire because I take forever sometimes to take an action and to execute on something. But I think that you are like very fiery and full of energy and you can use that to help you. Sometimes it can probably feel chaotic. I don't know if you experienced that, like racing energy and thoughts, but I feel like it's such a gift to have that type of energy that you have and to channel it into things that you really want to bring into life because you have this ability to create awesome things and bring people together. So that's what I would say about that.
Yeah, I feel chaotic all the time, every second of my life.
Yeah.
I want to like run from the chaos and I can't quite get away from it. But I'm a big fan, a recent fan, so not a lifelong fan, but a recent fan, and really looking forward to, you know, our listeners checking out your music and having you on again at some point. It's really been a cool half hour or so hanging out. So thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to a Bobbycast production.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.